Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash your students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this guy wonders why people don't like Indians. Sure, but how about only using wrong answers? I'd say because they smell great, as well as the fact that they are upstanding citizens that would never scam or take advantage of the less fortunate. Also that they're great drivers, especially the truck drivers. No one else can make an 18-wheeler move with such precision while wearing flip-flops. But the most important reason is because the majority of them have high IQs. Up next, someone writes to Dear Abby for advice and says their son makes $100,000 a year, and he still can't find a wife. Dear Abby will probably ask if her son has tried being 6'5" and good-looking. Also, someone needs to tell mom that the new poverty line in America, if you want all the middle-class fixins, is now $140,000 a year. If he does find a woman, he's probably running into gold diggers, is secretly gay, or has taken the red pill and has gone his own way. Number three, do you believe this woman when she went on her first date with this gentleman and he robbed a bank and forced her to drive away? That's the story she told the police when she was caught. I think she just made it up to avoid accountability. That's what my sixth sense is telling me. She was a willing accomplice and not an unwilling victim. But women are always the victims, don't you know? At least she'll never forget her first date with the police. Moving on, here's the Doc Brown special. In 1947, this atomic bomb ring came in cereal boxes, and it contained actual polonium-210, one of the deadliest radioactive substances known to man. The cereal was just glowing on those store shelves now, wasn't it? Those were different times, and here's another toy called the Atomic Energy Lamp from 1950. It came with 4 samples of uranium ores. Kids were different back then, and no wonder Doc Brown from Back to the Future said that plutonium would be sold at local stores in 1985. Number 5, here's Detroit 1882 versus 2011. What happened? White flight, obviously. I remember driving through there in the early 90s seeing hundreds of burned out buildings. Today where they stand, they're just empty plots of land. I remember seeing the old abandoned train station too. At least they restored that building and it's now an event center instead of just being used by Michael Bay whenever he decides to make another Transformers film. Up next, is it time for Canada to join the United States? The Alberta Elections Commission has approved an initiative to hold a referendum on the province's secession from Canada. Trump is smart to want resource-rich parts of the country, as shown on this map. But the rest of Canada will have no choice but to join when we lose our greatest source of government revenue. Our dollar will crash and our home prices will crater as more Canadians flee south. Number 7, these 3 British men were arrested for plotting to end a bunch of people at a tiny hat celebration. When will these anti-Semitic attacks stop? But another important question to ask is, when will we stop labeling guys like this as British? They look like they're more suited to drive around in a VW bus trying to get their plutonium back from Doc Brown. Charlie Kirk said it best that Islam is not compatible with Western civilization, yet they still want the benefits of Western civilization. Moving on, what comes to your mind when you see this image? I think to myself that she's lucky to be with such a handsome dude. But truth be told, you just know that AI will probably put that girl next to him as social proof that women like him. If I ever date again, I'll put a bunch of girls in pictures next to me as social proof that other women want me. Women only want what other women want. Too bad for the women, they won't know that the hot women in the photos are fake. Number 1, why the hell are strippers the number 1 donors of toys to children's hospitals in Portland? Looks like they're making it rain toys. No matter how empowered they are, they all seem to have maternal instincts deep down. What a world where strippers are doing more for kids than the politicians. Then again, plot twist, but I wouldn't be surprised if half the kids in the hospital were theirs. But you know why they're really doing this? It's advertising and promotion. They want more men to go to strip clubs, preferably doctors, and think that they're supporting a good charity while they're doing so. Up next, isn't it ironic that a store full of robots that clean the floor, there's actually a human cleaning it up instead? I have a Roomba and just randomly goes around the room cleaning. But it's not smart. It's stupid, but it still cleans up 90-95% of the dust, which is still pretty good. Maybe the fact that she's the one cleaning the floor has to do with liability issues. That someone can claim they tripped over the robot vacuum and then sue iRobots. Number 11, this just proves that nowhere is safe from Najeet's Australia is inundated by third world copper thieves, knocking down phone poles and streetlights. When you import the third world, you get the third world problems too. And once they're there, there's no way to get rid of them while they rapidly reduce the quality of life for the people that live there for many generations. If you think that's something, then wait until they go after the train tracks like they do in South Africa. Moving on, whatever happened to justice being blind in Canada? A former football player sexually assaulted two women in Nova Scotia, and yet the judge reduced his sentence simply because of his skin color. Imagine how the women felt about this one. This is just encouraging people to go take vigilante justice into their own hands. I guess the DEI grapes are a lot less traumatizing in Canada than the regular ones. This just teaches others from the same race that they can commit crime and get away with it. Number 13, choose one for your vacation. I've been to Paris 20 years ago and was almost robbed. I'd go to the UK, but I don't want to be stabbed. I've been to Sydney and definitely would go again, but I don't want to be enriched on the beach. There were no extremists back then either. I guess today I'll have to pick Tokyo. It's safe, but that doesn't mean I won't feel the same claustrophobia that I feel when I'm in New York. I'm not excited by just skyscrapers and billboards anymore. Op next, Trump says that if you don't contribute to the economy and assimilate into American society, then America doesn't want you. That's the way to go. Obama and other presidents deported more people, but somehow deporting people is no longer fashionable. Or maybe people don't like Trump doing the right thing because they're envious of him and the life he's built and had. They would have loved him if he ran and won as a Democrat. That's the irony. Number 15, this teenager plunges to her death doing urban exploration at the Stranger Things building in Georgia. Normies are wrecking everything. 15 years ago, I would do urban exploration and take pictures without worrying about cops showing up, so long as I was safe. Ever since urban exploration, travel vlogging, photography, and YouTube content creation have become easy, I've been losing interest in all those things. I want to do something new that's hard to do. Moving on, Canadians are leaving in record numbers because this country went from being the fifth best place to live in 2012 to the 33rd today. The economy has soured and there's too much enrichment. We're importing refugees while the wealthy and skilled talent leave. It's only a matter of time before the standard of living drops dramatically. The Liberal government is cutting back on immigration because they now fear that the most productive are going to leave the country, and then they won't have much left to loot. Please stay, sir. We haven't stolen your wealth yet. Number 17, and speaking of immigration, this happened over Christmas in Niagara Falls, with people holding up a sign saying that all they want for Christmas is re-migration, chanting ho, 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 they have to got to go. When polite and peaceful Canadians get upset, you know that they're finally fed up. More and more people I know, when they see an Indian or Muhammad, they won't actually do business with them and just walk the other way. Recently, I've noticed that scammers have also stopped calling because people can now recognize their accents under their broken English. Canadians are increasingly scam-savvy these days. Up next, Isabel, this Russian woman married Zahik Ali Khan for his kind heart and true love, and not his $740 million. I love that women aren't superficial like men are. He's short, so what? She loves his heart and his mind. Who knows, maybe she's also a fan of Game of Thrones and wanted her very own Tyrion Lannister. Obviously, she's a gold digger, but I still think that America holds the gold-digging record. Prove me wrong. Number 19, here's another couple proving how wealth and status allow men to date much younger than way out of their league. Rico Shibata is 31 years younger than Nicolas Cage. And just so you know, all those old land whales out there are furious about this. She's 30, so they need to shut up. I met Cage a few years ago, and I didn't think he looked 60 at all to me. He looked more like he was in his late 40s or early 50s. Moving on, this BLM leader faces 450 years in prison for wire fraud and money laundering. But there's a good chance that if the judge is another black lady, she won't see much time in the big house. Whenever I hear about a potential court sentence for a woman, I cut it down to about one-third of its time. In most cases, they cut 99% of the sentence. The headlines are out there to make people feel better that there's justice being served when there isn't. People need to stop giving money to BLM. Number 21, is it true that this is how women interact with men who are single versus men who are married or in relationships? Yes, of course, because they need social proof that other women don't find them creepy. When you're in a relationship or marriage, other women will hit on you in front of your partner. The only way to get women to hit on you if you're single is if you're hot, rich, or have social status. Then they have social proof because of your financial or reputational success. They really do behave like NPCs now, don't they? Up next, imagine you're at a bar and this woman approaches you and says she likes your style. What would you do? I'd put my beer down because it looks like I've had one too many. I'd also tell her that I hate her nose ring and am tempted to rip it off. This is clearly what leftist women with nose rings and blue hair see when they look in the mirror and what you see when you're drunk. This is what she really looks like without your beer goggles. Number 23, here's more in Richmond from Canada. A 32-year-old Indian truck driver deleted a tow truck driver in a hit-and-run crash, who was helping another driver. The police arrested him and then released him from custody. If he's like the other Indian truck drivers recently, then he's going to try and sneak across the U.S. border or figure out a way to fly back to India. Another low IQ trucker ended a Canadian and was then released. When will the madness end? Moving on, somebody tells everyone how Oprah manages to stay stress-free at 70. It's easy when you're a billionaire and have a team of people waiting on you hand and foot. Plus, her husband Stedman seems like a beaten-down emotional tampon that she can unleash her frustrations onto. He probably enjoys getting them emotional beats, too. She also probably does adrenochrome, which $1 billion also helps with. I saw her in real life, and she played favorites with a black reporter, and only gave her an interview and nobody else. I have the footage. I'll probably put it out when she's dead one day. Number 25 and the last one looks like healthcare ate our economy. People are spending less on food, durable goods, and housing relative to healthcare. Imagine how crazy it's going to get as the boomers age their way into oblivion. In 1980, America's economy was one based on manufacturing, with it being the top employer in most states. Today, the top employer in most states is healthcare. Healthcare is how the elites will take back any gains that people have made over the last few hundred years. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.